Hi, everyone. Thank you for downloading. It's Cliffo and Gabby. I saw this thing on Instagram and I wanted to share it with you.
Hit me.
Hold on. I got to find it. I took a screenshot of it. Bear with me.
You know, you can just tag me in memes. Not as fun.
We're closer to the year 2050 than we are the year 1990. As of now.
So depressing.
As of this point in time, we are closer to 2050 than 1990.
Well, considering 2020 is going for 5 years, though.
Good point.
It doesn't feel like it's that close.
Because 2050 seems like something that should be in a sci-fi movie. You're like, 2050 is the future.
Yeah, where are the flying cars?
Whereas the Backstreet Boys, the 90s, that wasn't that long ago.
I'm seeing the Backstreet Boys in concert next year. It feels like I'm in the 1990s.
I don't know if I'm in the future or if you're in the past. I don't know what's going on. The Hit
Breakfast Show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
My son, Charlie, he's 18 months old. Go to Insta Hit Kiori Breakfast. You'll see the way he pats our cat Taco.
And I wouldn't call it patting.
It's a hit, man.
He's really smacking that cat.
But the cat cannot get enough of it. So I thought on 131060, I was going to put out patient pets.
Yeah.
But the lure of do you have a patient puss was just too bright for me.
That was too easy.
So we'll go with that. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. So on 131060, let me go to Bianca. Sorry, guys. We're in a new studio today, Bianca, and everything's just a little bit slow. I'm still feeling my way around everything. But you're there, are you, Bianca?
I sure am. Beautiful. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Bianca. Do you have a patient puss?
I sure do. My little girl is 12 months old, and Lucy is about 12. And
I'm just assuming like Lucy's the cat?
Lucy's the cat, okay, yes. Sorry. Yes. Lucy's the cat. And just like Charlie, her pats are so abusive.
Yeah.
But you know when you rub a cat and you get halfway up their back and the bum end kind of comes up?
Yes.
Lucy does exactly that. Like, pat me harder. It's almost like, okay, Lucy, you're enjoying that too much.
Oh.
Yeah.
She likes a bit of the
rough.
With my son, the cat comes back for more all the time.
Yeah.
The cat is actively seeking him out.
That's weird, isn't it?
I know. Yep.
Maybe we're not patting our cats hard enough.
Maybe.
We went away for the weekend. Yeah. We came home and my daughter got on her all fours, put her head down, and they started head bonking each other.
Oh,
and
I'm
like, like in The Lion King when they're in love.
That's actually kind of beautiful.
Yeah.
I like that one. Thanks, Bianca. 131060. Lauren's here. Lauren, do you have a patient puss?
Yes, I do.
Tell us about it.
So we've had the cat since it was born. It was one of our other cat's litters. And my now 5-year-old, who was 3 at the time, ever since it was born in a kitten, she picks up the cat and shakes its booty and goes, shake your booty, shake your booty. It's so adorable.
And the cat doesn't mind?
No, the cat loves it. No, it just sits there.
Of course the cat doesn't mind. It's the sexiest the cat's felt all day. Shake that booty, shake that booty.
Cliffo and Gabby. Can you smell what the rock is cooking? The Rock's Box on Hit.
It's a journey. It's the Rock's Box on tour. We have to get the Rock's Box to the northern end of the state. To the southern end of the state, we've sorted out Townsville to Mackay.
And Mackay
to Rocky.
To Rockhampton. So Natasha and Belinda are taking care of those. But to get it from Rockhampton to Maryborough, that is the next leg of the journey. That's the one we need help with.
And it's Wednesday next week.
Wednesday next week is when that leg needs to take place.
Lauren, can you do this for us?
Well, I can't, but maybe my mum can.
Oh, why do you say that?
Well, she's heading to Maryborough next Wednesday.
Lovely. And she has a spare seat, you reckon?
She's got a van, so I'm sure she can fit in.
All right, we're all good. We've got a van.
Easy. 10 Rocks boxes in there. and a donkey, I don't know. There's big. A lot of stuff. We'll get in there. That's awesome, Lauren. All right, hold there. We'll get some details, okay?
Sure.
But I still want backup. So 131060, if anyone else is doing the journey.
You've got to have a plan B.
So if anyone's going from, I've lost my map.
Rocky to Maryborough, Wednesday, the 28th, which is next week.
Next Wednesday.
If you're doing that leg, give us a call. You can be our plan B. Or
131060.
We want
mate,
all
I
plans.
Want, you know me, I'm preparation.
Plan A to Z.
I want plan Z.
There's been an age-old rivalry between New Zealand and Australia. We try to steal all of their inventions. If they're good, they get mad at us, and there's just a whole lot of butting heads.
We steal their actors as well.
Not Mel Gibson. Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe.
And the Pavlova, there's confusion
Sam
about
Neill,
where that started.
The Jurassic Park guy.
Yeah. All Aussies.
Or Keith Urban.
Keith Urban.
All Aussies.
Thank you.
They're all Australian. But there's a mad rivalry going on, and it turns out that a US YouTuber has fueled it further. So this US YouTuber is named James Prime. He's currently residing in New Zealand, and he thought he would ask a bunch of New Zealanders what they actually think of Australia and whether this beat up is true. And a lot of people came out to say, you know, the weather is beautiful, the beaches are gorgeous, the women are lovely, but the guys are a little arrogant. That was like the general gist of what people were saying.
So we're a little, us Aussies, we're beautiful and all that, but a little up-ass, like we know it.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess so. There was one guy in particular, though, that kind of summed up everyone's opinions of Australia coming from a New Zealander.
Oh, hold on. The old new studio attacks.
Here we go.
There we go. Yeah, here he is here. Yeah.
It's got like beautiful beaches, like beautiful babes, sunshine, but a lot of d**ks as well. Yeah, Australia was founded on like, basically, they sent a whole bunch of prisoners there, so it's just basically a country of criminals.
Right.
Shots fired.
Really using our history against us. Like, you know, 200 years, mate, I feel like we've come further than being criminals these days.
I don't know.
You don't know? You reckon that's a fair assumption?
You know what? I think I'm moving to New Zealand.
Clifo and Gabby's Naughty 640. Can you handle what I'm about
to do? Righto, are you ready?
I am so ready.
We do parental erotica on Thursdays. This is where I write about being a dad and a husband, but I do it like a romance novel.
Mm-hmm.
And today, I've actually changed it up a bit. I've written it from the perspective of a wife or a girlfriend or whatever who's watching her man do housework.
Did you actually get a woman's perspective on this?
I channeled my own wife.
You know,
yeah,
okay.
Totally. Because I know you talk about it all the time, how hot it is when Nev, your fiancé,
you see a man doing housework and you're just like, yes, I'll reward you.
Well, I thought I'd tap into that, right? Parental Erotica, Volume 7.
Okay.
Hot. Slippery.
Oh.
And oh so wet. The Fisher Pike old dishwasher knows what's up. My man, he's in the kitchen, shirtless, wearing nothing but footy shorts. The ones with a tomato sauce stain on the white bit.
Hot.
Naughty sausage roll. He bends down slowly to empty the freshly finished wash. Steam rises up from the F&P. And blankets his exposed hairy chest. Like gorillas in the mist. Yum. He starts with the plates, then moves on to the bowls. Big and round. Then comes a wooden spoon. What are you going to do with that, I ask, with a naughty giggle. Put it in the second drawer, he replies.
Oh,
yes. The cups follow, all misty and fogged up, after the 90-minute quick cycle. It's getting hot in here, but he saves the best for last. He picks up a fork. Oh, yes. Hot. I know how much he loves to fork after a sweaty housework session.
I feel like that was a bit of a metaphor.
Yeah. Do you get it?
I get it. Huh? I get it. I've just started at the gym motivation. Like, it is the strongest your motivation will ever get.
It's
it only wanes from here.
It's a great feeling for a week.
Yes.
Maybe you could bottle that into a pill.
Oh,
oh my God.
You'd be so rich.
Be a millionaire.
Well, I've been very dedicated. I've been going to the gym every day, meeting up with my PT friend Kim and doing a workout. And it's been going really well, Cliffo, except yesterday I hit a bit of a stumbling block. There was a bit of an issue. So the gym that I go to is only about 10 minutes from work, and I go straight after work because you know that once you get home, you sit on the couch, very difficult to get back up. It's just not going to happen.
Lately, as the day has been winding down, I notice that you're in your active wear.
Yes.
And I'm like,
I get changed to work.
Either good girl or you're just trying to fool us all.
Well,
quick change.
Quick change.
Before
I'm going
I nip
to the
through
gym.
The drive-thru on the way home.
No, but I have been getting changed at work and then driving straight from work to the gym, which is about midday, which is great because the gym's very quiet at that time, so I don't have to fight for weights because I would have to do that, sure. I'm going for the 2 kilos. Not many people are going for that. But I was driving yesterday and I was going along, and at my gym, there's this huge dirt car park out the front. So I pulled off the main road and I was going into the car park, and I noticed this very good-looking gentleman with a very nice beard walking towards the entry of the gym. And while I was taking that in, I hit...
Just going to walk slowly.
No, I was driving still.
Oh, you're driving still.
Driving still, driving into
the car. Wow, that wouldn't mean creepy at all.
And I got a little distracted, and I hit a huge pothole. And because I hit the pothole when I was distracted and I wasn't able to brace myself, I slipped and I beeped the horn.
Oh, God.
So this god of a human turns around and stares at me thinking, oh, she must know me. And so he's looking at me like, oh, who is it? Who is it? And I put my sun visor down and I like look anywhere but him because I'm like, oh, this is so embarrassing. Wow. I've hit the horn at him. It looks like I've wolf whistled. That's what it looks like. So I park my car. He gives up and walks into the gym. And here I am knowing there's going to be no one in the gym. Like it'll practically be
you're gonna
just
come
me and him.
Face to face with the dude who you've just been a creeper to.
Exactly. So I'm sitting in my car trying to give myself a pep talk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come on, it's fine. Just laugh it off. He won't even know. It's good. Just walk on in there. Just be confident. It's fine. And then I pull out my phone and I texted my PT and I said, look, I'm coming down with something. And I got the hell out of there.
I'm out. Sorry. Gabs, when you spend a lot of time with another coworker, two things can happen. One of two things can happen. If you're both girls, that can happen.
You get in sync.
We don't have to talk about that, though, because I'm a man.
But Carly another thing,
in sync. Really?
Confirmed.
Fantastic. There's a detail I didn't need to know. Lucky me. But the other thing that can happen as well, and this is, I think, very much where our relationship is now, you can start to think the same.
Mm.
And I've noticed this because we've both been watching the new SAS.
SAS Australia.
Show on Channel 7, where they take a bunch of celebrities, I use the term celebrities very loosely.
That's true.
It's Chappelle Corby and a heap of other people, and they've taken them out into the bush, and they're pretty much training them up Major Payne style, if you ever saw that movie, trying to train them into SAS soldiers. And I said, man, because, spoiler alert, but the second ep has gone to air. I'm a little bit behind because I've been watching it on the app, so I just watched the second app last night. But Chappelle Corby is out of the competition. She left pretty quickly.
Mm.
And one thing I noticed about her, I brought this up, but I didn't say what it was. But I've said I've noticed one thing. I've learnt one thing about Chappelle Corby.
Yeah.
I mentioned this to you.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you said?
I said her voice. Her voice is not what I expected or wanted it to be.
And this is why we're in sync, because it's exactly what I've prepared to talk about. Now, I want to play you this. So... And think about this too. This is a really, I think it's an interesting thing with Chappelle Corby's voice, because we all know who Chappelle Corby is.
Yes.
We've seen her. We know what she looks like.
We've seen her foot, hand, interlock.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff.
Yep.
But we've seen probably a bit too much of it, to be honest, with the whole foot, hand holding thing.
Mm.
But you very rarely hear her speak.
Mm.
Because you never saw, like, there was never footage of her while she was in jail.
That's true. She doesn't
do interviews anymore. And the way she speaks has been really highlighted, and I think probably highlighted for the first time ever on the SAS show. I'm going to play this to you. This is Chappelle talking to Shannon Ponton, who's the former Biggest Loser, like, coach guy. Listen to Chappelle Corby's voice. It's quite interesting.
Did you do boxing before?
Yeah, I fight.
What?
I fight.
I thought you were a swimmer.
No. No, I was I'm the host from The Biggest Loser. That's what my claim to fame is.
With,
Michelle and Commando.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, so that's what I did, mate.
Oh.
I don't know if you're here for much of that. I think it was probably most of the time when you're away.
Yeah, no, I saw photos in magazines.
Yeah.
Do you hear what I mean?
Her voice. But also very polite to say it happened while you were away.
Oh, by the way, yeah.
But yeah.
Totally.
But her voice.
Shannon was very, very polite there. But the voice, and this is not...
It sounds like a child.
This is not slapping her because, God, I'd say hats off to Chappelle. She's trying to reinvent her life.
I actually really enjoyed watching her.
I thought she was great on the show. I actually don't mind her after watching her on the show.
But her voice is just not what you expect.
Her voice is the same pitch as my six-year-old daughter. I kid you not.
Oh.
Here's another quick example. This is Chappelle... chatting to Jackson Warne, Shane Warne's son.
Yep.
Soup.
Tomato soup.
I've never had it.
Good.
What?
I've only had like 10 different foods before.
Are you like a paleo diet or something?
No, just always had the same thing since I was
young. Fried chicken, fries, and up to experience new foods.
Yeah.
Oh, this is huge for you then.
High pitch, right? It's the two things I've taken out of SAS. Chappelle Corby's got a really high pitched voice, yeah. And Jackson Wan has a horrible diet.
You're terrible diet.
Where were you, Shane? Hey, it's Cliffo and Gabby just interrupting your podcasting pleasure for a moment to drop an Alpha Bucks clue. We are playing Alpha Bucks again in the morning after 8 a.m.
Yeah, and this could be your answer for question number 2. Mm. Pizza.
Pizza.
It's a tasty answer.
Good one.
But it's your answer all the same.
Love it. Remember that, and you can play Alpha Bucks by listening to the show live on the radio or via the Hit app. We're back on the air live tomorrow morning from 6. See you then.
You're a dad, and you send your kids to daycare. I know this might be shocking news to you,
yeah. But
I thought I'd bring this to the table because I don't have kids, but I found this very interesting, and I thought maybe you'd be invested because there's a new childcare centre opening next year. It's in Brisbane, but I've heard rumours of a similar one opening in North Queensland as well. But this one is going to have alfresco dining and a chef for children and parents to enjoy lunchtime meals together in a beautiful Zen garden. It's also going to have an indoor forest. It's going to have art studios, a bike path, free coffee for parents. And
not for the kids?
No, not for the kids.
That'd
thank
be fun
God.
For the teachers, wouldn't it? The educators?
They only give them to them at 5 p.m. just before they go home. Yeah, they get their free coffee.
You think Red Cordial's bad, guys.
But it's also got tropical sand pits and a water play pump and a mock riverbed. And this is all for childcare. So this is kids that are under 5.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of luxury there. And the one that I've heard of in North Queensland, it's currently under construction. It even has a full kitchen set up like TAFE, like a big one, so that kids can do cooking lessons with a chef in this massive industrial kitchen. So childcare's are kind of going neck level.
Cooking lessons with a chef?
4-year-old.
The other day my son came home with milk arrowroot biscuits with a little bit of icing on the top and hundreds and thousands.
And that's not like, bad. Get on MasterChef kids
now. Well done. We're starting him early.
We were so excited last week when we found out that a Queensland animation has been picked up by Universal Pictures to be distributed around the world. It's called Combat Wombat. This is a bit of the trailer.
Is there anything you want to say to the animals of Sanctuary City?
Yeah, I'm going back to bed. Yeah, I'm not a superhero, kid.
What you need is a psychic who can teach you how to be a true superhero.
This is so good. It's star-studded. Deb Malman, Judith Lucy, Frank Woodley. It's in Aussie cinemas now, but like you said, this film is going to be distributed worldwide. One of the women who made it is Nadine Bates, and she's on the phone right now. Nadine, you made a movie.
Hi, guys.
This is amazing.
I know. My business partner, Kristen Zuvelis, and I are so incredibly proud of this film. We love it so much. We're so glad people are going to get to see it.
It's amazing. It looks absolutely incredible. And one of the reasons you wanted to make this was because you don't see enough diversity on the screens. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, when we're both mums and when we're raising our kids, we didn't get to see Australian voices. We didn't get to see Australian animals. We didn't get to see women who didn't look like, the traditional thin models. So we just wanted to be able to show a bit of difference on screen.
Yeah, and that certainly is what Combat Wombat is. Tell us a little bit about the film, because like I said, it's in cinemas now. Australians can see this before it gets distributed worldwide. But what are we in for if we buy the popcorn and buy the movie ticket?
Well, it's your traditional reluctant wombat-turned-superhero that's got butt-based powers kind of story. You know, that old tale.
Traditional. It's the age-old story we've all grown up with.
Pretty much. When we came up with it, we kind of pitched it to Universal, and they thought it was hilarious. It's part of a 7-part animated feature film deal we've got with Universal.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's part of a franchise that we've created around Australian animals for worldwide audiences.
That is even more exciting. I thought it was a one-off, but now that we know there's more to come, that's so cool. But you guys aren't new at this. Like, you guys have had your production company, you've worked on some really big-name films and animations. Talk about that.
Yeah. So when Kristen and I first started working together about 8 years ago, we were the first female Australians to ever write and produce for Sesame Street USA. So our stuff is in, it's been in Sesame Street for the last kind of 6 years. And then we had our first ever original Disney series. So we've got Disney Junior Animation series that's worldwide as well.
Soon we're going to have to rename Queensland Screensland because honestly, like,
so much talent.
We've talked so much about all the big Hollywood productions that are being filmed in our state at the moment. We were only talking the other day about the success of Bluey and its syndication worldwide. You guys doing your thing. Like, how high above its average is Queensland batting when it comes to the world of movies and animations and productions and that?
Oh, seriously, we are killing it. And I think there's a couple of reasons. One is that we're really well supported by the Queensland government. And two is that because we're kind of outliers, we're not part of that like inner city kind of like metro area, you know, Sydney, Melbourne. We think differently. We're a little bit more kind of like Wild Westy. We're a little bit willing to look outside
That's
the box.
True.
Yeah, you're right. Because we are coming up with new ideas. And I say we because I just want to include myself
You're in Queensland. Yeah. You're part of it. But you make a good point there. Like, it's all about, you know, and I'm passionate about this. You got to support the arts. Yeah. If you support the arts, you know, it comes back tenfold. And we're seeing that in Queensland at the moment.
Yeah.
I just think it's great. It's and so tell us more about the distribution of this. So obviously it's out Australia-wide now. Universal's bought it to get it out worldwide. How's that going to roll out?
Well, it's been bought by about 20 territories worldwide. So yeah, it's pretty much all over the world. We just inked the US deal a couple of days ago. So it's certainly getting a lot of traction. Our first movie in the franchise has been at number 2 in the box office in Poland for like 8 weeks.
Wow.
Like we've like just behind Tenet. It's insane.
Wow.
All right. Well, give us a bit of a scoop. What can we expect in the next movies in the franchise?
Absolutely. So before the end of the year, we'll be releasing our third, and it's called Daisy Quokka, World's Scariest Animal. So if you know what a quokka is, they're the world's cutest animal. But this one wants to be terrifying. It wants to compete against lions and tigers and dragons.
Oh, nice. Oh,
that's cute. I love that. Well, as long as we can get a selfie with it, I don't mind.
You guys are just absolutely killing it. It's so great to see. Go to cinemas. Support this movie.
Yeah.
It's called Combat Wombat. I absolutely love it. The trailer is amazing. I'm going to take my 6-year-old to see it for sure. Nadine Bates, Queenslander, killing it on the world stage. Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys.
Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Hayley Cuoco has a new TV show coming out now. She hasn't done much since Big Bang Theory ended last year. But this new production is something completely opposite to what we've seen her in before. It's called The Flight Attendant. It's co-produced by the co-creator Greg Berlanti, who did You know, the thriller kind of...
Yeah, the bookshop guy.
Yeah, and this is real thriller-esque as well. The trailer is dropped, and this is just a little sneaky preview of it.
Hayley
Cuoco.
Penny? She was Penny girl?
She was Penny.
All right.
Yeah,
this is the new project.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the plane. We had dinner in Bangkok. We went back to his hotel. When I woke up in the morning, he was so alive.
I think they know you're lying.
So she meets a guy on a plane as a flight attendant. They go back to his room. When she wakes up, he's got blood all over him. He's completely dead. And she has to figure out what the hell's going on. She doesn't remember the night.
I'd love it if there was a scene in that, even if it was a piss take on like Jimmy Fallon or something, but there's a knock at the door.
Penny.
And then you hit Penny. Penny. Penny.
It's going to be on Binge from Monday if you want to check that one out. Also trending, how cool is this? Legally Blonde had a reunion. It is the year of reunion, so this one was surely on its way. It's the 20th anniversary of Legally Blonde. So the virtual fundraiser, it was for World Central Kitchen. It was posted to Reese Witherspoon's YouTube. All of the cast were there, and they did a little rendition of the Bend and Snap, and then they revealed something about that scene I wasn't aware of.
But that was a full musical sequence that we ended up cutting out of the movie.
We filmed that for a month.
We had all these dancers behind us. So fun, and we ended up... It just felt odd because it was only one musical sequence, but then it made so much sense when they made a whole musical out of the movie.
I was going to say, then did they include it into the stage?
Yeah, they did.
Version?
It would have been weird, though, hey, to have a whole normal movie in this one rando musical scene. It's weird when they do that.
Disney does it all the time, but
true.
Yeah. That's Disney.
That's
you kind
kids
of expect
movies.
It, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, I love that, though.
Zoom reunions, huh? 2020.
Yeah.
The year of the Zoom reunion.
Everyone's bored in ISO.
Yeah.
And they're just doing all the Zooms.
I love it. The Hit Breakfast Show.